The yeas on this bill are 68. The nays are 32. The bill as amended is passed.
The Senate's comprehensive reform bill provides a long and arduous path to residency and eventual U.S. citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. Democrat Richard Durbin.
To have 11 million people come forward, identify themselves, register with our government, pay their taxes, pay a fine, submit themselves to a criminal background check before we allow them to stay in this country.
The bill also seeks to streamline legal immigration with an emphasis on attracting high-skilled workers, and it mandates a surge in U.S. border security. Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
This proposal mandates the most ambitious border and interior security measures in our nation's history. For example, it requires and funds the completion of 700 miles of real border fence. It adds 20,000 new border agents. It details a specific technology plan for each sector of the border.
All Democratic senators backed the bill, joined by about one-third of Republicans. Opponents like Senator David Vitter doubt it will achieve its security goals.
The amnesty is first, virtually immediately. The enforcement is later, maybe.
According to a nonpartisan congressional analysis, the Senate bill would boost U.S. economic growth and reduce federal deficits. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer.
Fewer illegal immigrants, higher GDP, more jobs, reduced deficit. Who could oppose that?
But opposition to the Senate's vision for immigration reform runs high among Republicans who control the House of Representatives. House Speaker John Boehner has ruled out a vote on the Senate bill.
I don't see any way of bringing an immigration bill to the floor that doesn't have a majority support of Republicans.
Instead, the House could pass border security measures mirroring Senate provisions, but skip legalization of the undocumented. An enforcement-only approach would be unacceptable to Democrats, including President Obama. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.